your voices. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Elion. We worship you. We honor you. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Somebody give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. You are excited to be in the presence of the Lord today. The Bible said this is the day the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in today. Are you excited to be in this Thanksgiving service today? Give him another clap and a louder shout of praise. And please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. In Jesus' precious name. Psalm 92, verse 1, all the way to verse 2. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High. To show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. This morning I want to speak briefly on the subject, the value of thanksgiving. The value of thanksgiving. Our objective is to understand both the value and also the virtue of thanksgiving. One of the scarcest virtues in the earth today is the virtue of thanksgiving. And it is a sign of the end time. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, the Bible made it clear. It said, this know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. So unthankfulness, ingratitude, is a sign of the end time. God is doing things for people they are not thanking. Wives are doing things for husbands they are not thanking. Husbands are doing things for wives, it doesn't matter. Parents are doing things for children, no appreciation. It's my right for him to pay my school fees. It's my right for him to give me my pocket money. Children are doing things for parents. No appreciation. He's my child. He's meant to do that. It's a plague. It's a plague of the last days. And many people, like we have said many times, take this thing before God. The question is, why is unthankfulness such a challenge, especially towards the end time? Why is there so much problem with inability to say thank you to God? Number one, I give four reasons. Now I'll give two in this service. Number one, it's an agenda of the devil to rob people of the value and virtue of thanksgiving. It's an agenda of the devil to rob people of the value and the virtue of thanksgiving. Because we know that the devil is the thief that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. An agenda of the devil to rob people of the value and the virtue of thanksgiving. The devil robs. John chapter 10, verse 10. He robs. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Number two, it is the plague of human self-sufficiency and independence of God that is characteristic of the end time. The plague of human self-sufficiency, where human beings behave like they can do without God. The plague of human self-sufficiency and God independence of God. They shall be lovers of themselves. They shall be ungrateful. We saw that in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse 2. They shall be lovers of their own selves. They shall be covetous. They shall be boasters. They shall be proud, arrogant, independent of God, disobedient. That plague. Where people think that without God they can do, without God they can survive. They can fare well without God, but that is the lie of the devil. Now, what value does thanksgiving hold? What virtue does thanksgiving hold? Number one, thanksgiving grants access to good. It is good to give thanks. Psalm 92 verse 1. It grants access to good. Thanksgiving gives us the access to experience the goodness of God. It is good to give thanks. Number two, thanksgiving provokes the unction for multiplication. The unction for multiplication. Everything multiplies around the life of the grateful. Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 19. And I might read all the way to verse 22. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them and they shall not be small. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them, and their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. Somebody say amen. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach to me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Somebody say aloud, amen. It starts with multiplication. Everything multiplies around the life of the grateful. Thanksgiving provokes the unction for multiplication. Number three, thanksgiving is the way of glorification. And I will glorify them. And they shall not be small, is the way of glorification. The meaning of that is, your thanksgiving to God will establish on you the glory and delete the shame. It will establish God's glory in your life, establish for you glory, and delete or wipe out the shame. I will glorify them. Number four, thanksgiving will activate the punishment of the oppressor. I will punish all those who oppress them. Verse 20 of Jeremiah chapter 30. It will activate the punishment. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. If a man knows how to thank God, a
when you try to oppress him, you are looking for the punishment of God. I will punish all that oppress them. I will punish all that oppress them. Number five, thanksgiving places on people the seal of nobility and greatness. The seal of nobility and greatness. In verse 21 of that Jeremiah, as we give God the thanks, he said, and their nobles shall be of them, and governors shall proceed out of the midst of them. When you know how to give God thanks, you receive a seal of greatness. Already he said, I will multiply them and they shall not be few. I will glorify them and they cannot be small. They can't be small. Their thanksgiving places on them a seal of greatness, a seal of nobility. So it doesn't matter what the devil wants to do with your life. Even if the devil wants to render you little or small, your thanksgiving places upon you the seal of greatness, the seal of nobleness. Somebody say amen. Number six, thanksgiving grants the privilege of closeness and intimacy with God. Jeremiah still chapter 30 verse 21. He said, and I will cause him to draw near. I will cause him to draw near and he shall approach unto me. As thanksgiving proceed from the midst of them, I will cause him to draw near. That is, I will pull you closer to myself. If you know how to give me thanks, and you know how to give me praise, I will draw you close. I will pull you close. Not everybody's not at the same level of closeness with God. No, everybody's not at the same level. Your appreciation, your thanksgiving, he said, I will pull them close. So you can see all that the devil tries to deprive people when he makes them ungrateful. All that he tries to deprive people when he makes them to murmur. All that he tries to deprive people when he makes them to grumble. What he tries to deprive people when he makes them to quarrel with God. Hallelujah. And finally, thanksgiving places on people the seal of divine ownership. The seal of divine ownership. In Jeremiah chapter 30 and in verse 22, Jeremiah chapter 30 verse 22, he said, and ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. If out of them proceeds thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, at the end of the day, ye shall be my people, and I shall be your God. Anywhere you step into, wherever people see you, there is something about you that shows that this man, this woman belongs to God. Is God speaking to anybody here? I prophesy to someone here this morning. I decree today, the seal of divine ownership shall be found on your life at the end of today's thanksgiving. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. I prophesy a new level of intimacy with God. I prophesy greatness. I prophesy nobility in the name of Jesus. And every oppressor, anyone who will not let you rest, as we give God the thanks today, they shall experience their punishment. And every trace of shame and every trace of reproach and every trace of disgrace today shall be wiped out by your thanksgiving. Whatever is drying up around you, whatever is decreasing around you, I declare multiplication today. I declare multiplication today. You believe that? Shout the Lord and say amen. And what is left? Access to good. Whatever is called evil dissolves, disappears, and disintegrates from your life today.
Shout the loudest amen. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen.
What is our focus for thanksgiving? Number one, the gift of life. The gift of life. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. The gift of life. The fact that you have your breath is something good enough. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Oh yes, thank you Lord for the gift of life. Number two. For what? God frustrated around our lives. Or put it this way, for the frustration of the plans of the enemy. Psalm 5 verse 12, be frustrated the tokens of liars. Job 5 verse 12, he disappointed the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Psalm 44 verse 26, he frustrated the tokens of liars. Isaiah 44 verse 26, confirmed the word of his servants. 25, frustrated the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, turns wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. Now listen to this. There are many things God frustrated we are not aware of. What you call the little accident was meant to have been death. But you never knew. It's when you go to heaven that you will know that that brake failure was, the car was not meant, it wasn't meant to be the damage of the car. It was meant to be the damage of the life. Many times you don't understand. For the frustration of the plans of the enemy. If we know more, we thank more. The reason why we do not thank enough, because we don't know enough. That is why it is good to thank generally. Because we don't know many things. That thing you drank that made your tummy to run was probably meant to take your life. And God did not allow it. Someone say aloud, amen. God did not allow it. For the frustration of the plan of the enemy. I announce to you today, every agenda of the enemy regarding your life, today, they are frustrated. Every current plan of hell, every current plan of hell, current one, today, I declare them terminated. If you are saying amen, say a louder amen. If you are saying amen, say the loudest amen. Hallelujah. What are we thanking God for? Number three, for what he did in the past. For what he did for us in the past. Psalm 103, verse 1, all the way to verse 3. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. For what God did for you in time past, you appreciate him. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. How many of you have been saved before from death? You know that it could have been death if not for God. I'm not talking of the one you don't know. The one you know. There are some death that came you didn't know. It's when you meet God you will know that was death. But there are those that came, you knew. How many of you can testify? Yeah, you knew that. You knew that death came, you knew. And yet, death could not take you. Give the Lord a big clap and a loud shout of praise. The devil organized some shame for you, but it could not happen. How many of you have ever been in such a situation? Some negative thing the devil wanted for your life, but never happened. You know, not the one you don't know, the one you know. Now, give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Now, what do we appreciate God for? Number four, for what God is doing now that you are not aware of. For what God is doing now that you are not aware of. There are many things he is doing now that you are not aware of. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20 said, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. There are things that are beyond your imagination that God is doing now. Somebody say amen. Beyond your visibility, there is divine activity. Say it this way. Beyond human visibility, there is always divine activity. In the realm where you see nothing, something is happening. You are not aware. We arrived at one country one day. And just before we stepped out of the aircraft, you know, there are places, different places on the earth. In some places, where are you from? All right? There's all manner of delays. In those days, Israel. In those days, other countries. So before we stepped out of the aircraft, I said, Lord, I don't want any delay here. I want to cross straight. We prayed. Just straight. As we stepped out of the door of the aircraft, somebody was standing with our name. Doctors and Enche. Just a woman holding our placard with our name at the foot of the aircraft. So he carried us, walked us, came to where they put this thing, immigration, open it, pass us by, move, just go. Pass us. Everybody was on the line, everybody was queuing and standing. In that aircraft, maybe there were 98% Oibo people. And Oibo people carried two African man and his wife and passes everybody and daughter and passes everybody. We were praying the prayer too late. It was answered before we prayed. By the time we're saying, let there be no delay at this crossing, it was answered before we started. We arrived in Israel, the same thing. I wrote it down in my book because I glean lessons everywhere. I said, there are prayers we pray that was answered before the prayer. You will soon experience those kind of answers. There are things he is doing now in your life that you are not even aware of at all. So you are going to, and the more you appreciate God for such things, the more they manifest for you. The more they manifest for you. The more they manifest. The more you appreciate God for such things, the more they manifest for you. I announce to you today, in the name that is above every name, you shall experience the manifestation. The manifestation. The manifestation. The manifestation of such answers. You believers, shout the loudest, amen! Shout the loudest, amen! Shout the louder, believers, amen! Did somebody receive anything here this morning? Number 5, thank God for what he is yet but sure to do. What is yet to do but is sure to do then? What is yet but sure to do? Why do we say sure to do? Because he promised in his word. He's not a man to lie. You are not yet married. He's yet to do it, but he's sure to do it. You are trusting God for the fruit of the womb. He may not have yet done it yet, but he's sure to do them. In Romans chapter 4 and in verse 20, Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And with that strength of faith, answers came. What he hasn't done. Yes, Lord, I thank you. I thank you because my job has not yet happened, but I know it will happen. I thank you, Lord, because the year has not ended, but I know before this year is over, all my expectations shall come to pass. Hallelujah. How many of us are ready to thank God this morning? How many of us are ready to praise God this morning? How many of us are ready to appreciate God this morning? Stand on your feet with the loudest shout of praise. Loudest shout of praise. All right, take your seat so you can do it well. All right, stand on your feet with the shout of praise. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and lift up your voices and appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the I am that I am. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Thank you. And thank you. And thank you. We worship you in Jesus' precious name. Can you lift your hands and thank you for the gift of life? Father, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you because I'm alive today by your help and your mercy. I appreciate your gift of life to me. Lift your voice and appreciate him. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands to your voice and say, Father, thank you for frustrating the plans of the enemy regarding my life, my family, and my destiny. Thank you, for frustrating diverse plans of the enemy concerning my life, concerning my destiny. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Thank you, Lord. Le prete sakata pala ragada babara do bo sine manana le rata kasa kala pala 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 In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for everything you have done in my life and what you did in my life before today. I am grateful, Lord, for the gift of life, for healing, for miracles, for deliverances. Thank you for breakthrough. Thank you. Lift your voice and thank the Lord for what he did for you. Anything you can remember. Anything you can remember. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands and tell the Lord, Father, thank you. Say it loud, Father, thank you for what you are doing in my life right now. Thank you for all you are doing in my life right now. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and speak to God. All you are doing that I'm not aware of. All you are doing that I am not aware of. All you are doing that I'm not aware of. I want to thank you. I want to honor you. I want to adore you. I want to magnify you. I want to glorify you for all you are doing in my life that I'm not aware of. Be glorified, Lord. Be honored, Lord. Be adored, Lord. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Have you thanked God for what he's here to do? Can you thank God again for something you are expecting before the end of the year? You are not praying about it now, you are thanking him. Lift your voice and thank him for what you are expecting before the end of the year, or what you are expecting immediately, what you are expecting soon. Open your mouth and thank the Lord for something you are expecting, something you are expecting, something you are expecting. Lift your voice and thank him. Jesus' precious name. The Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Raise your hands and give him the thanks and give him the honor. Within the next 10 minutes, we shall go ahead and celebrate God with the dance and the celebrations. And while that is happening, if you have any testimony you have not yet shared and you like to share, please, our officers will receive the testimonies from you. I'd like you to dance end of year celebration dance. And before this year is out, God will exceed your expectations. He will do for you what is beyond your imagination. Shout the loudest amen. The loud most amen. All right, let's go in celebration.
Somebody scream! You are high.
Give me joy to the giver, praise.
Hey!
Give me joy. Call it,
garment of disappointment, every garment of discouragement, everything that says the year has ended and nothing has happened to me, today that yoke is broken. In the name of Jesus. Everyone who came in here with any form of affliction, any form of pain, any form of burden, whatever has pressed your life down, today the pressure is over. Today the pressure is over. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Yes, let's.
This is our sister, Easter Patience. She said about 3 months ago, she was robbed. ATM was collected. ID card collected. Everything she had was collected 3 months ago on a particular Friday. The very Sunday, she came to church. And she said she heard the senior pastor making brutal declarations that whatever is lost must be recovered. She said that same day, the robbers were caught. Monies were recovered, ATM recovered, and everything she lost, not a pin was missing.
Not a pin was missing. I prophesy to you today, everything the devil took from you, I declare their immediate recovery, immediate restoration, now, in the name of Jesus. Congratulations.
Sister Antonia Chibwe said, her mother has had diabetes for 15 solid years. Couldn't stand, couldn't move, couldn't do nothing. But during the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, she stood presenting the picture of the mother, and she said after the conference, the mother was healed, diabetes for 15 years, blast back to hell.
Give the Lord a big clap of hand here. Whatever is affecting your brother, your sister, your loved ones, is arrested and returned back to hell.
This is Sister Ima Bong. She said, in 2013, she was diagnosed to have ovarian cysts. And because of that, the doctors told her she would not be able to give birth to children. But right now, she has 2 children by the prophetic declarations. Now, she said, whenever she goes for checkup, they see that ovarian cysts. But in the course of the January fast, the 21 days fast, after the fast, she went back to the hospital and she discovered that the ovarian cyst that lasted since 2013 for 9 solid years has been blasted back to hell. She's totally free. All the pain is gone. She's here to give God praise.
2 testimonies. Number one, childbirth despite the cyst. And number two, even though the cyst did not prevent the childbirth, yet the cyst had to go. And the cyst eventually left. I prophesy to you today, every mountain in your life is gone forever in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I know that the mother fell under the anointing, but I'm not sure of the son. Whether it is under the anointing or under association. Because it's possible to fall under the unction or fall under association. How are you? You say you should take to me, really, you wanted me to pray for you. Okay, it's possible that it was not association. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Yes.
Sister Igwe Glad, a businesswoman that had thrived for some years, but all of a sudden is relapsed into the doldrums. Until the Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, and the word came that to sow seed, wet in the glory seed. She obeyed, and the following day she redeemed her seed. People of God, 2 days after, sales she couldn't make from January to December were done in 2 days.
Sales that couldn't be made for 12 months were done in 2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
Incredible. Are you just looking like that? If God can bring together the whole year's reward in 2 days, I announce today the remaining number of days to the end of this year. Every everything that must enter your hands that are not yet in your hands, I declare their immediate release right now. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. More sales, more sales, more sales in the remaining part of the year. And don't forget the key. She sold her wealth in the glory seed. If you are not yet sold, go ahead. And if you don't know what it is, you can be told what it is. During the conference, God told us he's ushering this commission, ushering our people and ushering everyone into the realm of unbelievable wealth. And people are to connect it with the sowing of a seed. We did that and things have been happening since then. If you are not yet a part of it, ensure you get the envelope. And we are not talking about what you sow conveniently. We are talking about what you sow sacrificially. We are talking about what you could have used to do something tangible. But you are planting it as a seed in this season. And it's going to change your life. Give the Lord the praise. Please take your seat.
Brother Fifen Julius, his wife was due for delivery, and when they got to the hospital, she had delayed labor for 12 hours, and the doctor recommended CS. He was scared, prayed, and sent text message to God's servant, who replied, effortless delivery. That was it, people of God. The moment she received that message, the woman started pushing, and the baby was delivered with effortless ease. And today he has come to say, Father, thank you for that word.
Congratulations. In the name of Jesus, I declare help and mercy from above. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. Everything that is a difficulty around you, today by the same unction of ease, it is made easy. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Honorable Nda Aaron, a political juggernaut, who have been an active politician for a while. In the process, a demonic arrow was fired at him. To the extent that he couldn't walk well, he had pain all over his body, and that has been his lot that have defied all medications. Until last Sunday, in the heat of that powerful declarations, he saw a 10-inch nail flew out of his leg.
10-inch nail.
Flew out of his leg. The pain disappeared. Now he could move the legs. He couldn't move before. And now he has come to say, Father, thank you.
Sir, the ant planted and pierced my leg, this side of my leg, in October 2010.
That was when an ant.
And pierced it into my
hand. A hand pierced something into your hand.
My leg.
In 2010.
Yes.
And in the course of service last Sunday, it pulled out.
Feeling the pain in my head too. Like weak low sometimes.
Like snakes moving the body.
Get close to my wife. I want to. She always resists me because my mouth was smelling like something dead in my body.
Like something was dead in your body.
So if I sneeze, the whole place will be smelling. Like sometimes they will ask me, what is happening? Sir, I was number 1, 2, 3 to the Kogi State Governor. We that came to power. But that evil old problem.
And this happened last Sunday. All this devil was in his body.
I relocated to Abuja last year. And find a new life. I never knew the purpose why I came to Abuja, not until I came to this church and the Lord said, this is where now you have come to the city. And I've been receiving ministration. I have a lot of testimony, but I said, this one I have to come, because the reason I have to share this testimony, previous week, the Lord was asking me, why do you want to leave me? And I do not know what to say. But after a while, consciously, and I say, Lord, can you see this pain I'm feeling for over 12 years and aside of other? Now, where I'm trying to work with people today,
it's all right. And they pulled you down, and that thing just left last Sunday. He felt the hand push that nail into his leg 12 years ago, and another hand pulled it out last Sunday. Any arrow from the pit of hell, whether it's a physical affliction arrow, or an arrow of poverty and empty-handedness, an arrow of disfavor or rejection, whatever arrow it is and wherever it came from, that arrow is retrieved now and refired back to sender. You believe that? Shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest, amen. Shout amen at the top of your voice. So shall it be. You are free. Congratulations. Give the Lord the praise. Yes, let's go.
Sister Amarachi Oyenka, just suddenly one day, she dropped on the floor, couldn't breathe. She saw life leaving her. She struggled to go to the hospital. When she got to the hospital, they diagnosed myocardial ischemia. Wow. So, and she became afraid. Then she demanded for all the song thieves are written by God's servant to be played to her. And they were playing one particular one. You are always there for me. Say something left her. And when she went for a checkup, they discovered that she was given a clean bill of health. Not
myocardial infarction, myocardial ischemia at this age of life. Myocardial ischemia, myocardial infarction, heart is dying. That is, heart is dying. Heart attack, heart is dying. Blood supply, oxygen supply to the heart, dying. That is death at this age. Heart attack, summary. I prophesy to you today, every arrow trying to take you out of this life, that arrow is returned back to hell. In the name of Jesus, stand up on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Lift your two hands and say, I shall fulfill my day.
Fulfill my days.
Say, I shall fulfill my day.
I shall fulfill my days.
Say, I shall fulfill my day.
I shall fulfill my days.
Louder, say, I shall fulfill my destiny. Louder, say, no devil can take me out before my time. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. No devil can take me out before my time. No power of hell can take me out. Let us separate Nagaya. In Jesus' precious name. The Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. You say, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. That is, by the time the end comes, the expectation has been fulfilled. Father, as we come to the end of this year, I receive my expectations and your expectations for my life. This year is not permitted to end, Lord, until your expectations for me come to pass and until my expectations are realized. Lift your voice and your hands and say after me, say, Father, thank you for bringing me to an expected end of 2022, in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive your expectations for my life for 2022. I receive my expectations for my life for 2022. Say in the name of Jesus, 2022 is not permitted to end until my expectations are realized. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. 2022 is not permitted to end until my expectations are realized. 2022 is not permitted to end until my expectations are realized. 2022 is not permitted to end until my expectations are realized. 2022 is not permitted to end until my expectations are realized. Father, they shall be realized. Ramadi Malagadi Gala Canada. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has answered us in Jesus' name. Lift your hands and voice and let's pray this second prayer. Say, Father, I ask that you will frustrate every expectation of the enemy concerning my life, concerning my family, concerning my destiny, concerning our nation, Nigeria, concerning the church of Jesus, concerning this church. Say, Father, I ask that you will frustrate the expectations of the enemy regarding my life, my family, my destiny, the church in Nigeria, this church. Father, I ask that you will frustrate the expectations of the wicked concerning the church, concerning our nation, Nigeria, in this season, in this period. Father, frustrate the enemy. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the Lord has heard and answered us in Jesus' name. There was something that troubled me yesterday. The news about Christians are now minority in the United Kingdom. And this is John Wesley's United Kingdom. This is Charles Spurgeon's United Kingdom. Smith Wigglesworth's United Kingdom. The man of Wales. What's his name? John Knox. All of them. The King of England was the spiritual head of the church. The King of England, that is, was the head. England Christianized the world like America. For it to be taken over by anything is rejected. Father, let the wells of revival be redug back in England. Let the fire of John Wesley return, of Charles Wesley, of Spurgeon, Evan Roberts, that's the man I was trying to remember, in Wales. Lift your hands and say, Father, we ask for revival in England, in the United Kingdom. Father, in the name of Jesus, let your glory fill that land. Father, England shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the seas. Oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Let us separate us from Kina Gagayala Lahuzai. Let us separate us from Gagala Lahuzai. Let us separate us from Lito Frete Sedigaga. Let us separate Parana Gagayala Lahuzai. Zerotase Telemira. Mahasheke Perete Sida. Naratose Peredigagala. Rotosatrete Pekeleni Gagala Lahuzai. Zagalaga Digalaga Dudu. Rotosate Perete Sitalagayala Lahuzara. Repata sete levina gagayatora nanahasa. Le parata setori kekezi galalala. La barada galagabaga digalagabaga digalagabaga huza. Shadarada. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' precious name. Lift your hands and thank the Lord for answer to prayers. Everyone that is here this morning, I believe that your expectations for 2022 shall come to pass. And it's not too late yet. They shall come to pass. Lift your hands and appreciate Him. If you are here this morning, you are yet to surrender your life to Jesus. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. You want to be genuinely born again. You want to hand over your life. Please don't sit down yet. I'll tell you when to sit down. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus in your life. You want to be born again. I'd like you to pray this prayer after me. Anywhere you are. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you. And I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.